Hi folks, and welcome to this weekly update of Azure News from myself, Sarah Lean. This episode was recorded on the 15th of March 2024, so let's dive in. In a public preview feature announcement, Azure Monitor introduces log alerts, enabling users to execute log analytic queries on resource logs at regular intervals, triggering alerts based on the results. Now, this feature will transition to general availability in May, and when it does, there will be charges applied to it. However, with this new feature, you get stateful or stateless alert options. With the stateful alerts, they can be automatically resolved when conditions are no longer met, aimed at reducing alert noise and prioritising critical issues. So there has been a public preview update to Azure API Center. So being introduced is enhanced features in the Visual Studio Code extension for efficient API inventory and design compliance checks, empowering API producers with streamlined API discovery, trial and consumption, along with a new API governance feature for linting and analysis based on custom design guidelines. Since August 2023, Azure Blob Storage Cold Tier has been generally available, offering a cost-effective solution for storing infrequently accessed data with long-term retention needs. Now this feature is expanding its availability to new regions, including Poland Central, Qatar Central, and all the regions in Azure China. In a recent update, Azure Chaos Studio introduced a new fault action, enabling users to change the state of Azure Event Hubs, facilitating testing of messaging infrastructure under various scenarios. This functionality can be accessed via deployment templates, REST API, or experimental design in the Azure portal, with comprehensive details and examples available in the fault library. Also announced is the general availability of Azure Communication Services Advanced Messaging, empowering developers to seamlessly integrate with third-party social messaging platforms like WhatsApp Business Premium, enhancing B2C communication workflows globally. Leveraging Azure's flexibility, developers can effortlessly connect with WhatsApp users, ensuring secure, scalable, and personalized interactions while incorporating intelligent multi-channel communication workflows powered by Azure AI for enhanced customer service and business insights. Thank you so much for tuning in, folks, and please don't forget to leave me a review, share this podcast, and subscribe on whatever platform you're listening on. And I'll see you all again soon.